to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me, as always, my co-host, Ryan.
Hello, Scott. Are you ready to talk about some more obligations?
I am indeed obligated to talk about them tonight.
This should be exciting because we've got three more hot and fresh for the audience.
Yeah, we're taking a stroll back to the kind of the back of the vault here. Back to those first wave heroes.
Yeah, we're gonna close off that first cycle that we went through.
Yeah, so out of these three that we're gonna talk about tonight, which one are you looking forward to? Which hero?
As in like which hero's obligation?
Yeah, or just, you know, which hero out of these three were your favorite?
Which hero? Okay, hold on here. Hold on there.
Which hero did you like out of these three?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about their obligations.
Well, the three heroes are Black Widow, Doctor Strange, and Hulk. And out of those three, my favorite would be Doctor Strange, because I like to win.
Okay.
Because he's a cheat code, right?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah.
But personally, it's fun. It's funny because I'm not the biggest fan of Black Widow. Doctor Strange is a cheat code for many players, and Hulk, he gets a really bad rap. So I like playing him just almost as like a self-righteous thing of like he's not that bad. Kind of thing. So I'll play him just to like so show that he's guy. Not that bad.
You're that guy in the comments. Okay.
I'm that guy in the Facebook threads. Yes. Yes. I do think he has more potential than I think players give him credit for, but he definitely has some pretty glaring flaws that really hurt him.
Yeah, I think he's better than most people give him credit for, but he's definitely one that he's not going to have the consistency of a win every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an interesting one. But, of course, we will talk about that on a future date when we go back to our champion checkups. But that is not what we're doing today.
Nope. Tonight, we're going to dive right into some obligations.
So that's right.
Let's get right into Natasha Romanoff. Her obligation, burn notice. So it says, give to the Natasha Romanoff player. You may flip to alter ego, choose, exhaust Natasha Romanoff, and remove this card from the game, or you can discard the preparation card you control with the highest cost. If you do not, if you cannot, this card gains surge. Discard this card.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely not the worst that we've seen, but it can be pretty rough if it comes out at a bad time where you got one of your like nice preparations.
Yeah, but here's the thing with her preparations. So, I don't know, with Natasha, if I'm like decently set up, I'm defending with her I like to play her in defense. Defend with her, use her suit to ready her. So hopefully I've played one of her preparations. So more than likely I'm going to be stood up, which is what I'm shooting for. But discarding a preparation to me is not that bad.
Yeah.
Because if you look at one of her preparation cards, let me get it here. Grappling hook. It's a treachery. I swear there's one that's an encounter card. Isn't there one that's an encounter card? Well, regardless.
I mean, there's like the Justice one, I think, is encounter card, but you have to draw a new one.
Yeah. But if you do have to get rid of one, and you do flip down to alter ego, she likes to be an alter ego.
She
then
does.
You just safe house it with safe house 29. You'll get it right back, and then hopefully you can play it pretty easy with your gauntlets. So it's really not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I think because all of the preparations are basically two cost or one cost. Is there any zero cost preparations? I don't think so.
None in her kit.
None in her kit for sure. But I don't think out of the aspects, I don't think there's a zero cost. There are always one or two, and I don't think there's a three cost preparation, is there?
There's that one card that hasn't been previewed yet, but it's preparation H.
Oh.
It costs three.
That's, I mean, that is fitting for burn notice.
Oh yeah, it's true.
I mean, you gotta, if you're talking about Black Widow, you gotta make the preparation H.
It's true.
Joke. I mean, you have to. It's, right. It's, you're obligated to do it.
You are obligated. All right. I just pulled them up.
Yeah.
There is one.
Oh.
Yeah. I just looked up Marvel CDB and it's a new card, and that's probably why we don't know it. But it's a Justice card. And it is Eyes in the Sky.
Oh.
It's an aerial preparation. Hero interrupt. When you reveal a non-elite minion, exhaust an aerial character you control and discard this card. Cancel the effects of that card and discard it. Then reveal another card.
So Black Widow really can't play with this one then. I mean, she could play it.
And you could have an aerial ally.
Oh, you're right, because this is aerial character you control.
Yeah.
Oh, so this one could be potentially good for her.
But everything else is one or two, no threes.
Interesting.
Yeah, but like I was saying, you get rid of one of those, she can recur it real easy, she can play them down for free, and hopefully you've got like two or three out that you can, especially if you have like a Widow's Eye that's just kind of out and you're not playing in a minion heavy. It's, you know, you get it out, get it gone. It's not that bad. I guess the Surge would be the... No, but if you discard that, and that meets the requirement of the obligation, you just discard it. Because you would only surge if she couldn't exhaust and she couldn't discard a preparation. So, yeah, that's not that bad. And you get her down to alter ego for a card draw because she can, because of her ability.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's not that bad.
No, it's not. I think it's a weaker obligation. That they've come out with. I mean it could definitely, just like with any obligation, there could be a bad timing and you lose one that you really needed or something, but
sure. And you know, it plays off her mechanic with preparation card.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I would probably rate this in our 1 through 5 scale, probably 2. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I'm right there, like a 1-2.
Yeah, I mean I don't know what we would classify one as. Like, one is helpful, I guess.
Well, that's what I was saying, like a free flip to alter ego.
And man, this may be the first one, because I mean, it's never great to lose one of your cards. I mean, that's not great, but it stinks to lose one of your two costs, but it really, you can go fetch it. Especially if you get flipped to alter ego, doesn't she have like a safe house that brings it back?
Yeah, I already had that conversation.
Oh yeah, sorry, I spaced for a moment.
Yeah, safe house, get it back, play it, draw a card.
Yeah. Man, this may be. I may agree with you. I think I might lean more towards a 1 than a 2. If you get this, let's say this. I would rather have this card than a lot of the other encounter cards that are in Marvel Champions.
Yeah, I would not mind to see this come up.
Yeah, it would be a minor annoyance.
Yep.
Or what's the famous YouTube channel? It's like, barely an inconvenience.
Barely an inconvenience. You were burned as a spy? Barely an inconvenience.
Barely an inconvenience. Yeah. You just flipped on Draco.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Natasha, that's why Scott likes you so much, because your obligation's not that bad.
One of the best characters in the game, in my opinion.
Ooh, hot take.
Hot take. Hopefully she gets a little more preparation love and some future waves.
I think she will still hold my breath. Yeah, I think she will, because it's an upgrade that can easily be thrown into new characters and stuff as the game grows. So,
and
I think there are many more to come.
And it would be able to to be nice to be able to be like, ooh, these new cards, I can definitely play them with some old characters and kind of revitalize some of them.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be nice to have a few better protection preparations. I feel like the preparations are very much like aggression and justice, except for like the one in leadership or basic.
Well, technically, I know we've spent a lot of time on preparation cards, but protection actually has two, and leadership actually only has one.
Yeah, leadership only has one. Protection has two. Which two do they have?
Defensive stance, which she came with. Let me take any amount of damage, discard it, and prevent three. And then anticipation. When you engage a minion, yep. Discard this card, ready your hero.
That's right. I know that one now.
Then there's that one that's constipation.
Constipation.
But it hasn't come out yet.
Jeez. Goodness gravy. All right. I think we need to move on after that one.
Well, if you need a doctor to heal your constipation, then you're in luck. Because this doctor has a physical toll that he needs to take care of.
I don't think Doctor Strange is what would that be? It's not a urologist.
It's a gastrointestinal.
Gastro. We'll call him gastroologist.
Sure, go with that.
Well, his deck does not stink, so. But yeah, let's talk about the physical toll. So you give it to the Stephen Strange player. You may flip to alter ego. Exhaust Stephen Strange. Remove physical toll from the game. Or the next event you play costs 3 additional resources. Discard this obligation after you play an event. So I think this might be like the first obligation that sits on the player. It's not like an immediate resolve.
Yeah, because it says discard this obligation after you play an event.
Yep, it sits on you until you spend 3 additional resources, which is terrible.
And why it's terrible is because it's the event. It's not just the next card.
Yep.
And do you know what are some of his best events in his deck?
I think it's the ones in his invocation deck.
His entire invocation deck.
Yep. Now, I think... I guess I have not new respect, but a newfound hatred of the pay additional resources for certain card after Strife. Because that, man, Strife having to pay the extra resources, phew, that was rough, and this is no different. That's tough.
Yeah, that mechanic, like an enemy mechanic, is not my favorite. I feel like it slows the game significantly down, where you're like limited to do like one thing every turn.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's not that bad with this obligation because it's a one shot.
Sure.
But versus like Strife, but it's still 3 is quite a bit, and you're not getting any other bonus. You're not getting the extra cards. It's just a straight up everything just costs more, and it's basically gonna whittle him down to a one card turn,
right? Unless you can, well, even then, like the obligation is awful because it turns a 0 cost event to a 3 cost event.
I know.
So at the minimum you're getting out with 3 costs. And then if you happen to get this and you had gotten Baron Mordo out with like Shadow of the Past, he's got a attachment to you, which is awful. He's got a counterspell attachment that says forced interrupt. Well, you attach it to your hero first, forced interrupt. When you play an event, cancel its effects and discard it, then discard this card. So if you had both of those, you would end up paying all that cost for the card to just do nothing. At least the obligation, like the effects of the card still go through.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, but I will say, because Doctor Strange is quite strong, even if you do pay the three extra resources, you generally have the resources to do it, and potentially even more, depending on where, at what point in the game you get this card. If you get it at the beginning, it's going to be pretty rough, but if you get it towards the end, he's got ways around this. He can pay for it and ready up and do another spell if it's the right one that draws, or if he has something else going on. So there's ways that it doesn't have to be a turn killer. But once you get, if you get this right in the middle or early game, it's going to be definitely rougher.
And let's be honest, Doctor Strange having to like kind of play a slightly efficient turn is like some heroes' good turns.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, besides just kind of slowing you down and making you like really pay for it, I think this one's, it's good, especially to kind of try and slow Doctor Strange down, because a lot of things can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I do like physical toll. He's focusing on his fingers. It slows his ability to play events. I think it's pretty thematic, so I think that's a good aspect of it.
All right, you ready to rate it?
Rate it.
All right, I'm going to go with a 3. Ooh. I think it's just kind of right down the middle of the road. It's not awful. It's not great. It slows you down, but it's not like game ending or anything. So I'm going to go right down the middle.
I'm going to agree with you. I was going to say 3 as well. For the same purpose, I think it can be rough on him, and it's definitely not a fun card to get. But he's so strong that even with it, he can still produce a lot on a turn.
All right.
So let's go to the final one, the big bad green monster.
The Green Giant.
Voiced by Vin Diesel. That's the Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This one, I think this is the first one that's just brutal to a hero.
This is like the first one, too, that like pushes the boundary on what you've seen up to this point. Because they've all been very similar in, going from top to bottom of the card. It's like, oh, I just need to do this and do this and do this and I'm done.
Yep.
This one takes away some of that may, you may do this out of the equation, which is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just get into it. So it's Inner Demons. So you give it to the Bruce Banner player. Now this isn't a choice. It says change form, flip your identity. Then, if you are Bruce Banner, discard 2 cards from your hand, discard this obligation. If you are Hulk, exhaust your hero, discard this obligation. There is no way of removing it from the game.
Yep, he goes right back in. Hopefully not get found again.
Gosh, it is brutal. Because, and I think we've talked about this before. If you flip down to, that means you were Hulk, you flip to Bruce Banner, now you discard 2. So you're literally just, you have 2 cards. What are you going to do with 2 cards? Nothing. You can't do anything. It's a wasted turn.
You can turn one in. And, you can draw one and then get rid of one.
Oh, man. That's the saving grace. Oh, goodness. And then, if you flip to Hulk, you're exhausted. That Hulk exhausted is almost like a turn ruiner as well.
Yeah, because he can't play his big attack card, because he has to make a basic attack, right?
Yep.
All right, so another trivia time, Ryan. You tell me one other thing about this card that differs from every other obligation that we've talked about so far?
That we've talked about this far? A different one?
Something else is different about this obligation than all the other,
10? I know.
All right, buzz in.
I don't know, what's a good buzz? You're going to insert one? Ding.
Probably not. All right. Ryan, for the $500 question, what is your answer?
What is three boost icons?
That is correct.
Wah, wah, wah. Mer, mer, mer.
Yes. Yes. Most or all the other ones we've seen so far have been two icons. So this is our first three icon.
Two. That's brutal. So this obligation, I think. So here, let me back up here. So the word on the street, or at least the, I guess one of the designers of this card ended up leaving Fantasy Flight, and they talked about Hulk. And they said that he was a little different and, I guess, stronger. And then at the very, you know, before it was released, they decided to do some changes to where it currently is. And I feel like the changes probably made him a little weaker. But I don't think they adjusted his obligation to those changes. Because this obligation feels like he should be so much stronger.
So do you think that Hulk had some way to ready? And then, and or Hulk or Bruce Banner had a bigger hand size than they currently do? That was like one of the things you are alluding to?
I don't know if it's that, or it's just like he just had more punch. So like his turns were more devastating. And so these were put into place to weaken that devastation. But when they weakened him, they kept his obligation the same. So now it's like an average hero's turn to nothing.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, to me, these two, either way you go, they just seem like a turn nullification.
Yes. And I hate that. I hate that for Hulk. Man, he has like the only ability that is a downside. His alter ego is not that great ability. He has that smaller hand size, and his obligation just rips into him, and you can't even get rid of it.
Yeah,
it's just not a win-win at all.
Yeah, I was trying to find some upside at all, and I think the other thing that stinks, like if you were Hulk, and he's got one upgrade that goes away if he flips down, right?
That's correct. Yep.
So if you do get this, then that flip, you flip, that goes away, and you've got to like get that back, pay for it. I mean, especially if you were in that kind of like phase of the Hulk game where you're trying to be in hero form for as long as possible.
I mean, it makes like his inner demon like automatically flipping. I think that's a great addition to the obligation. But I think it was a bad timing to do it to Hulk, who probably needs to be a little bit stronger kit wise for an obligation like this. Cause it like Angel's obligation is pretty rough, but Angel's also a beast. So it makes sense. It balances out. And this one just doesn't. It just seems like it's beating up on Hulk more than Hulk is beating up on the villain.
So do you think it just comes down to where he was at in the life span of the game in development and developmental strategies and understanding of game mechanics?
I don't know. We're going to have to interview the designers to figure out what happened, but I doubt we would get any clues.
Sure. But at least, like, I will say, at least this is, like, the emergence of stuff that's different from the obligations.
Yes. I feel like the juices started to flow that, hey, maybe we can make these obligations more unique. So I think that is the positive of this obligation, is that it introduced new ideas to what the obligation can do.
I would agree.
Poor Hulk.
Yeah. Poor. It's always got to be somebody, and unfortunately, it's poor Hulk.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think I would probably rate this as a 5 for Hulk, because it is devastating for him.
Dang, you went there all the way to 5.
Yeah, if I got this, I'd just be like, well, there goes my turn. I might as well just dump it. Yeah.
I was going to say like a 4, 4.5. See, I don't know if like, I know they wouldn't ever do an obligation that's just like, you lose the game. But like, it would have to be really, really bad for me to like get to a 5, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, this is like the one of the closest ones to a 5.
Yeah.
At least so far.
I will say, it definitely, I don't care who is rating this card, it's a 5 when you have his big Hulk smash and you get flipped to Hulk and exhausted. It's an automatic 5 because that just destroys your turn. It's a killer.
Well, and then like, if you were Hulk and you had that perfect hand, right? You had his his 3 physical card, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flip down because it forces you back to Banner, right?
Yep.
And then you discard 2 from your hand. The only, I guess, saving grace for me to not make it a 5 is that you get to choose which 2.
Yes.
If it was like randomly discard, then I be like,
oh my gosh, that would be a 6 you on could my scale.
Almost, because you're not exhausted and you could still flip back up next turn.
If you have the perfect hand, yes.
It would have to be like the perfect scenario, because you would literally have to have the card where you perform the event and all the physical resources to perform the event. You would have to have a perfect hand of those 2 cards.
Yep. No, you are right. That's like the only time that it could not be devastating. It's still not great, but right. Yes. Because he probably end up discarding those 2 cards anyways.
No, or like, knowing my luck, I would get like 4 resource cards from my last hand draw. Like, really?
Good times.
The strongest there is with resources. You just can't play anything with them.
Oh. Oh, this makes me sad.
But it's nice to see some obligations. No,
I know.
It's never nice to see obligations.
This is where the frustration comes in our title of obligation frustration.
Yes, it is frustrating. The obligations are definitely there to frustrate the players. All right, Ryan. Well, if you got some thoughts about these obligations or other obligations we've talked about, or a question about an obligation, we would love to hear your feedback and thoughts about it. You can reach out to us at marvelchampionspod@gmail.com. We appreciate everybody listening. And if you don't mind, go out there and give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast platform. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
Take care.